I'm joined here at the RDS with Niall Crowley, who many of our listeners will recall for the sterling work you did at the Equality Authority, Niall. Welcome back to Near FM, Niall.
Thank you. Good to be back.
All right. Niall, equality seems to be one of those key values at this event today. Equality, what is it really? We understand it from a legal point of view in Ireland, but really from the conceptual point of view, how do you see it?
I think the key bit and why it's so important to today, equality is about who controls and holds the resources in Irish society, who holds power in Irish society, who holds influence in Irish society, and then who has status and standing, whose diversity gets recognised in Irish society. So equality captures a package of issues that are central to a very different Ireland, a very alternative future for Ireland in terms of sharing of resources, in terms of more equal distribution of power, in terms of recognition and status for diversity and difference in our society.
Sure. Could I put something to you, and it doesn't seem to be on the event at all, or at least on the agenda here today, structural changes. I mean, it seems to a lot of people that we've inherited a constitution, a parliamentary structure, a party structure. Do you think any of that needs changing, or are we just whatever comes out of today, we're still going to have the same status quo?
I think it's structural change is very much on the agenda today. The detail of it mightn't be, but the directions we take from today are going to be about structural change. It's going to be about looking for democratic reform, a different way of doing politics in our society, looking at economic reform, a different way of producing wealth in our society, and looking at social reform, different ways of relating between groups in our society. That will only happen with structural change and with very new ways of doing things. It will only happen if we stop the current process of trying to fix the broken economy and say, oh, that can't be done. This is a turning point for a new Ireland with a different way of making decisions, a different way of creating wealth, a different way of distributing that wealth.
Sure. And a couple of years ago when they were telling us about these rising tides lifting all boats, was that a tsunami that washed up those people on the shore a bit earlier than those who lived on the high ground?
The rising tide was never desperately convincing as an argument, and I remember somebody at the time saying some of the boats had very serious holes in them and it didn't serve them at all.
And just finally, Niall, if one goes around, you can see significant differences between what I will call the have areas and the have not areas. What's the implications of that divide widening?
I think they're very serious, and I think the divide is widening in a very divisive and socially destructive way. I think the implications are, I suspect, in terms of increasing unrest in society, but I think really the real implications are health and social problems that we will have with us for generations on foot of the current policies.
Niall Crowley, you're a busy man. Thank you for your time today.
Very much.